Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I assist you?
Yeah, hi. This is Angelica. I'd like to know the name of your company, first of all.
Ma'am, this is a third-party call center. We provide customer support. What? Do you hear that noise?
Excuse me?
Can you hear that noise in the phone? Sound like a dog barking or something.
No, I hear no noise.
Oh, I can hear. It's actually feedback from my phone. That's my voice. It's just coming back like real scratchy and sounds like a dog barking. That's my voice. I can hear it. At any rate, this is a third-party call center, man. We provide customer support for several different merchants. If you can provide a zip code, I can put it in and see if you have an account with one of them.
My zip code is 65775.
Thank you for that information. You said 65775?
Yes.
Your first and last name, please.
Angelica Hughes.
Can you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am? I'm sorry?
You did not hear the last thing you said.
I said, could you verify your shipping address for me, please?
You're asking a lot of questions.
Well, ma'am, you're the one. I have to verify the address on the account to ensure that I'm speaking with the right person. It's for security purposes. I wouldn't want to discuss your account with someone who wasn't you no more than you would want me to. So therefore, we have you verify a shipping address. You can verify your email address if you like. But I need something to substantiate that this is who you say you are. And it's for your protection.
Please.
I'm sorry?
HANGL333@AOL.com is my email address.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. I have a shipping address at 418 Avenue, apartment 205, West Plains, Missouri, 65775.
Uh-huh.
The information is there. I just needed you to verify it because we can't discuss
it. I got it. Please.
Okay.
It's 6 o'clock in the evening. I'm calling for the second time now. The last time I left my phone number, and when the person called me after the second time, it stopped ringing. So can we please get to the point here?
Yes, ma'am, because I got off at 6 o'clock. Okay. So you don't have to stress to me. Yeah. So I understand your need for me to hurry up.
Great.
But there's no need to be rude.
I'm not being rude.
Okay, well, the reason that you were charged, ma'am, I see on 321, you paid $597 for a Vibe watch and a pair of Vibe ear pods. You were charged $64.97 on the 8th of this month because that's the end of trial price. They also tried to collect the $69.97 for the watch. The earbuds were $64.97.
Okay, first of all, I never received the watch, okay? And you can have the earbuds back. I can go to any place here in this town and buy them for half of it. So cancel, first of all, what you have there, because I was not aware of this being some kind of membership or whatever you call it. That's the first thing you do.
And what's the second thing I should do?
Make sure I don't receive the watch, because then I have to deal with some more.
Okay.
And you can tell me where I can send those, what do you call them? Those thingies for your ears where I can send them back, so I don't owe you anything.
Well, unfortunately, you're not accepting anything back into the warehouse at this juncture, ma'am. Let's see.
I did not see anywhere on the website or whatever. Actually, it wasn't even a website. You just sent something on my phone. Wow. Can't trust anybody.
Okay, well, you volunteered your information, ma'am, and there are terms and conditions. Anytime you negotiate with a credit card, it was your responsibility as the consumer to read the terms and conditions because they are on the website.
About it, that's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry?
I never saw anything about that.
Yes. Because you didn't look for the terms and conditions. Don't you realize that there are terms and conditions with everything like that, ma'am?
You seem to be the only one that wants to talk.
Oh, I don't even want to, but go ahead.